Bible out this morning and find Leviticus chapter 13, verses 1 through 8, and then verses 45 through 46 this morning. We're just going to read a snippet of chapter 13, and if you got my email this week, you had a little bit of homework to do again. Chapters 13 and 14 is kind of where we're at today. Definitely can't read all of that over the pulpit today, but we're going to read the first eight verses and then 45 and 46, which gives us a kind of a rough idea what's going on in these set of verses. The Lord said to Moses and Aaron, "When anyone has a swelling or a rash, or a bright spot on his skin that may become an infectious skin disease, he must be brought to Aaron the priest, or to one of his sons, who is a priest. The priest is to examine the sore on his skin, and if the hair in the sore has turned white, and the sore appears to be more than skin deep, it is an infectious skin disease. When the priest examines him, he shall pronounce him ceremonially unclean. If the spot on his skin is white but does not appear to be more than skin deep, and the hair in it is not turned white, the priest is to put the infected person in isolation for 7 days. On the seventh day, the priest is to examine him, and if he sees that the sore is unchanged and has not spread in the skin, he's to keep him in isolation another 7 days. On the seventh day, the priest is to examine him again, and if the sore is faded and has not spread in the skin, the priest shall pronounce him clean. It is only a rash. The man must wash his clothes and he will be clean. But if the rash does not spread, or the rash does spread in his skin after he has shown himself to the priest to be pronounced clean, he must appear before the priest again. The priest is to examine him, and if the rash has spread in the skin, he shall pronounce him unclean. It is an infectious disease." And now go to verse 45 and 46. Notice that the disease that we're talking about this morning is leprosy. And we'll learn more about that here in just a little bit. If you were to read more of 13 and 14, you'll see that there's other diseases talked about. There's mold and mildew that's talked about in clothes, in houses, or wherever it may be. And so then we come to these verses. "The person with such an infectious disease must wear torn clothes. Let his hair be unkempt. Cover the lower part of his face and cry out, 'Unclean, unclean!' As long as he has the infection, he remains unclean. He must live alone. He must live outside the camp." Pretty significant verses there this morning. The word of the Lord. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we ask for your blessing upon this message today. I pray for those that have gathered here today that your Spirit open their hearts, minds, and souls to your teaching, to your scripture. Lord, may that same Spirit fill me with your words today. May these never be my own, but always your words to your people. And so may you fill me with that same Spirit as we proclaim your word today. May you bless us. In Jesus we pray, amen. Throughout history, there are certain words that have brought fear into people's lives. Let me just share a few of those words with you this morning that might rattle your brain. Some of you might have experienced these types of things. Wars of many kinds, tsunamis, plagues, hurricanes. Just this past week, we've seen the news of what's gone on in the Bahamas and the Eastern Seaboard. Polio, tornadoes, the dreaded word of cancer in your life, all raise something up within us that we do not want to hear, that we do not want to be a part of or have anything to do with. Another one of those words that has brought terror to thousands in the world is the word leprosy. Leprosy is a chronic infectious disease that literally eats away a person's flesh. Now, if you look at the screen, there's a man in this picture who has leprosy, and you can see what it's done to his hands. Leprosy had no cure until the late 1940s. Interestingly, though, the Bible has a lot to say about leprosy. In 9 different books, it speaks about this disease. Why leprosy? The Bible never mentions much about a cold, or the flu, or the cholera, or chicken pox, or diabetes. But why leprosy? Because leprosy so clearly depicts the effect of sin in an Israelite's life. Night and day difference. And you're going to learn that this morning, of what that looked like in their life. And I pray that you get this picture in your life as well as you leave here this morning. And so as we study this portion of Scripture, you will see the relation of leprosy and sin in a person's life. Now, I told you this morning that we don't have time to read the entirety of chapters 13 and 14 over the pulpit and discuss every detail that's in there. So we're going to just take a snippet of this morning. But what God wanted his people to understand was that the events of leprosy, skin diseases, molds, mildew, and infected clothes all fall into a common theme: how sin can affect a person's life. And what that does to families and generational families and neighborhoods and communities when sin affects a person's life. And so God wants us to understand that sin can be a lot like leprosy and these other issues that are talked about in chapters 13 and 14. Now take note this morning, I did not say the reason you might have a disease is because of your sin. Don't go there. That is biblically not correct. The reason that you have cancer is not because you're a sinful person, because we should all have cancer. The reason we have these diseases is because we live in a broken world, a sinful world. And we're not immune as Christians from the things that go on in this world. Also notice that these issues start small. And if they're left untreated, they spread and they can even lead to death in a person's life. How many of you know what the common name is today of leprosy? Anybody know what that word is? Hansen's disease is what it's called today. And so if you come across that, you might recognize that it's Hansen's disease, and there is a cure for leprosy today. But also notice mold and mildew. How many of you have experienced mold or mildew around your house or in the garage? Or in this past couple of years, it's been hard to keep that away with all the moisture and the humidity that we've had. But you notice that it always will start small, doesn't it? And if you don't take care of it and you don't clean it up, it begins to spread. Very similar to sin in a person's life. And over time, it will destroy things. Sin, left untreated, will destroy your spiritual life. It'll take you out. Sin is just not a surface problem. Notice when we read about the scripture this morning, it said, put him in isolation for 7 days, re-inspect it by the priest, and then determine if it's skin deep or not, if it's deep or not. You see, sin is more than skin deep. It's a heart issue. And if you really want to deal with sin and you want to change sin in your life, you need to change your heart in what area you find yourself in that type of situation. Sin is more than skin deep. Unless the heart is changed, there could be no solving the problem. And so let us learn this morning about this. Leprosy was also non-discriminating. Sounds kind of familiar to sin, doesn't it? It is non-discriminating. So let me just give you some biblical examples of that. Generally, people would think that maybe the poor, maybe the physically weak, maybe the physically unclean or dirty people would maybe contract leprosy way quicker than those who are well cared for or lived in Dutch clean homes, right? But not the case. Leprosy affected everyone in those days. Miriam was a leper. Naaman was a leper. King Uzziah was a leper. Dealt with leprosy. Likewise, the point that I want to make this morning is that sin does not discriminate in our lives. It will come against some of the strongest Christian people. Doesn't matter how well you know your Bible, sin will still affect you in some form or some way. Adam and Eve dealt with it. Noah dealt with it. Abraham and Sarah dealt with it. David dealt with it. Paul dealt with it. And you and I deal with it in our lives. Just like leprosy, it starts small. And if you have your Bible still open, Leviticus chapter 13, verse 2 says this: when anyone has a swelling or a rash or shiny spot on their skin, they're immediately to go to the priest. Get it checked out. Get it identified. What are we dealing with? What does this look like? So let me talk about now about sin in our lives. And metaphorically, I'm going to use the small spot or the small scab this morning. But let me ask you a few questions. How many of us don't pay attention to maybe the small scab or the spot of sin in our lives until it grows out of control and you can't control it anymore? Or it affects somebody else in your family or a relationship and you don't deal with it right away. Maybe you notice the spot on yourself of where you're weak and you struggle with that area in your life. How do you overcome that? Hang on to that question. I'll answer that a little later here in the message. Maybe you see a small spot on a loved one, somebody in your family or a neighbor or a friend, but you don't say nothing about it. And you just let it go. And that person falls deeper and deeper into sin. What does God call you to do with that? He calls you to graciously go to that person with love. Pray. Have that discussion. Have that talk. Help them. Help her in those situations. Sin starts out small in us and others. Here's the next challenge that I lay before you this morning in this set of verses that we read. Leprosy was sometimes hard to identify. Notice it took them some time. They put them in isolation. Sin can be hard to identify sometimes in our lives. And so we need to be aware of that as well. Notice in chapter 13, verse 4, the priest is to isolate the affected person for 7 days. And on the seventh day, the priest examined them again. You see, not every spot shows up on a person as leprosy. But let me tell you this morning. Here's kind of the warning, but we should take note of it because it needs to be checked out. You need to be aware that many things in our lives are maybe in sin's gray area where you haven't committed the sin. But boy, it's right on the edge of sin. Maybe that's one of those spots in your life that you and I need to be aware of, that we have to push back from the cliff just a little bit. I don't want to go there. This is not where I'm supposed to be. You get that uneasy feeling, the Spirit's trying to get your attention as you live life, and you know that this is not right. Pray about that. Check that out in your life with Scripture, that God will reveal those things in your life. That's what the Israelites did. They got it checked out right away. They dealt with it. And notice that it was more or less diagnosed by God. He gave the command, go to the priests, go to Aaron and his sons, get it checked out, deal with it right away. And here's the point about that this morning. If God's description of the spot classified as leprosy? The priest called it leprosy. And if it wasn't, they're put in isolation so they could determine what it was. Here's the point that I want to make with you this morning. Likewise, it is God who classifies what sin is, not us. The world today wants to classify what sin is. What you can't do, what you can do. But it's God who classifies sin. And where do we find that? We find that in Scripture. The Word of God. That's who classifies sin in our lives. We don't get to determine what is sinful and what is not. Your job, my job, is to know the Scripture well enough to know what is sinful, what is not, and how to live within those means. Now, that isn't easy to do. How many of you struggle once in a while with that maybe in your life? Every one of you could raise your hand today because sin affects all of us. But notice this morning how leprosy compares to sin. So let's break this out just a little bit. If you have your Bible open again, chapter 13, verse 8 says this. Either you're a leper or you're not. You're either clean or you're unclean. There's no in between. There's no little bit of leprosy in a person's life. There's no little bit of sin in a person's life. Is what God is trying to teach them. You see, God lived in the tent of meeting in the camp in those days, and he couldn't be around anything that was unclean, whether physically or spiritually. And so he cast them outside of the camp and said, those people can't be near me because I am holy. I am clean. I am pure. And only those who are holy and pure and clean can be in my presence. That's what he's trying to teach the Israelites. There's another issue of leprosy. It's contagious. If you had the disease, Leviticus 13:45 said this, anyone with such a disease or a defiling disease must wear torn clothes like they're a mourner, like they're going to die or somebody has died. That was their direction from God. And let their hair be unkempt. You know, can anybody imagine your hair is a mess? And cover the lower part of your face and cry out when somebody came close to you, unclean, unclean. I mean, stay away, stay away. What about sin? Lepers were a grave danger to others in their society. Now you might think, well, gosh, God's requirements seem harsh, but the alternative was much worse. Separation from God. And if not dealt with properly, our lives can spiral out of control and lead in spiritual death. Notice, if you would have read the chapters, and maybe you go home and you read them today, notice what they had to do with mold and mildew and leprosy. They had to burn the garments that were contaminated. They had to raise the homes to get rid of the brick that was maybe contaminated by the mildew or the mold or whatever it might be. They had to get rid of it. They had to throw it outside of the camp and discard it where things were unclean. That was the order. No wonder that leprosy struck terror in people's hearts. When you hear the word cancer today, it strikes terror, doesn't it? When an Israelite heard the word, you have leprosy, it struck terror. Because they could lose everything. It would cost them possibly everything. Their house, their family, their belongings. And then this is what the instruction was. Now remember, I'm using leprosy as to point out sin in their lives. So look at what that might do in our life. Leviticus 13 verse 46 comes home here today. As long as they have the disease, they remain unclean. They must live alone. They must live outside the camp, out of the presence of God himself. You know what that picture is today for you and I, people? That is a picture of hell. That is a terrible place to be. Because sin, like leprosy, separates. When somebody falls into sin, you kind of know pretty quick if something's going south. They stop showing up to church. They stop showing up to family functions. They kind of start breaking up some of their relationships, and there starts becoming issues in their lives. And people might wonder, what's going on with them? I haven't seen them lately, or what's happening with them? What's going on? Maybe sin has crept in. I don't know for sure. But sometimes, oh, that happens. Sin has that effect on people. Unless we deal with it in a proper way, it can destroy and kill a person's life. Sin separates. Leviticus 13, verse 46. God made it clear to the Israelites. Leprosy separates. Israelites, you need to understand that leprosy in your life is a lot like sin. It can kill you. It'll separate you from the rest of your family. No going home, spouses, to kiss your other spouse. No going home to hug your children or to see how their day was. Your job is to live outside the camp by yourself. But get this. There's a cure. And here's where the grace comes in for you and I. The cure is Jesus Christ. That's why he came into the world. Now, this picture up here this morning is the one of 10 lepers from the story of Luke. They're living outside the camp of Israel, and the lepers are out there, and Jesus goes to them. And what does he do with them, people? He heals them. And the lepers are excited because they're restored. They go back inside the camp. And of course, there's a whole nother sermon behind this whole story that I can't get into today. But the point is that Jesus Christ heals people's lives and removes that sin. And how many of you have that cure? I want all of you to be raising your hand this morning, because if you don't have the cure, you're on the outside of the camp. And I just told you where that is. And I do not want you to be there. I want you to be in the camp. You see, Jesus is the high priest. Jesus comes to us and he cleanses us from inside out. And he removes all that gunk and that clutter. It doesn't mean you're going to stop sinning. But he says every time you ask, I'll keep cleaning you up. That's what it's about. Do you have the cure? That's your challenge today as you leave here. Do you have Jesus Christ in your heart? Have you given your life to him? Complete control to Jesus. And all of God's people said,